Hi, you're listening to the 6th episode of MuseCast.
I'm Purple Panda.
And I'm Taiwan Hippo Fan.
You were just listening to Have a Pie, written and accompanied by Robert, and sung by everyone at the Co-Convention on August 10th.
You're about to hear an audio conference we had at the Co-Convention.
We do a lot of telephone conferencing with people who are all over the world, and so we use this little system to talk to them. Unfortunately, Larry Gonick was on vacation, so they couldn't get him. Boy, that's
weird.
Strange.
I would want to talk to him.
Sounds like Cthulhu. I'm not sure. I hope it's...
Someone has
Hello? Hello. This is Robert Coombs.
Hi, Robert. It's Nancy.
Nancy Kane. Hey, Nack. Got a second to talk?
Yes, sure. Wow, what do you got going on there?
It's the
Co-Convention!
Woo!
And in fact, you know, I can get John Sanford, too, probably. Get you both on there. Let's see. He's the art director at Muse, so I can actually get in touch with somebody in Chicago. Unfortunately, all the editors are out today. It's hot. It's hot there.
Well, let me look at this. I wonder if it costs a lot for inflammatory.
So you're in Columbus, is that right?
I am.
Is it as hot there as it is here?
We just finished this heat danger thing that we had going on, where if you just sitting around, you would drop with sweat, you know. But it's fine today. It's broke. So it's broke. It's broke. It has been broken.
Okay, just hold on a second, and I'll try to get to Chicago.
Okay.
You'll experience phone space.
Thank you for calling Karen's Publishing Company, Chicago office. If you know your party's two-digit extension, please dial it now. To reach the receptionist, dial 10. To leave a message in our general mailbox, press the star key at any time or remain on the line and leave your message after the tone. You may also call back between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. We appreciate your patience and thank you for calling Karis Publishing Company.
I appreciate our patience. You're waiting for your issues to arrive.
Transferring call. Please hold.
You better be there.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes.
This is Robert Coombs.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
And like 14 Muse readers. Hold on a second. I'm going to push the button and then we'll have Nancy Kangas on the phone too. Okay, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, you're
Hi,
there.
Nancy. This is John Sanford.
Hey, John. How are you?
Okay.
And who have we got in this room? You want to go and do a little roll call? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Capricious.
Taiwan Hippo Fan.
Purple Panda.
Lady Vassala of Reverie.
Curious and Questioning.
Sober Cat.
Shadow Cat.
Glassboro.
Red-tailed
yeah.
Hawk.
Midnight Fiddler.
And parents.
And a bunch of parents.
Woohoo! And we're all here in Washington, and I've just given them a little tour of the office, but Roseanne and I put pies in each other's faces.
Real ones.
You're missing out on the fun.
And lunch.
Well, dessert anyway. I don't think I'm going to need dessert.
Wow. How do you guys fit in one room?
It's a big room.
It's a big room.
They all tried to squeeze into his office.
We almost fit into the elevator, too.
I think we could have fit a couple more.
We could have done that.
So do you all have any questions for Nancy or John? Because this is your chance, you know?
I should have prepared for this.
May I have a
complaints?
Why
isn't the magazine as funny as it used to be, Nancy?
That was Robert. That was Jeff.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, can somebody answer that for me?
Why is it shorter?
Yeah.
We talked about that already.
Yeah.
How about more actual magazines?
What's your favorite part?
Like one every 2 weeks?
Or
once a week, like science.
Yeah.
Because
then it has to be thinner.
Maybe one
once a week. Because
once a week would be perfect. You know, too much.
Nancy and John don't make these decisions.
Like once a month.
How about twice?
And
do we have an article on like support or something?
How about some bird articles?
We got
an article on us. We need some bird articles. We had that one, the one a while ago about like counting, but
bird.
How about an adult approved version?
We considered using larger words and larger type to fill things out.
No!
We've gone green.
Well, maybe we could actually do smaller and smaller and smaller type, and that way you could do fewer pages.
Would it come with
but
a magnifying glass?
We could get like 4 pages worth on one page. Could you do that, John?
Would you
we could do
that.
Would
you have the same number of pages if you did that?
Do you guys like that idea?
I don't
depends
think
how many pages.
Every issue can come out. You can send out every issue with a microscope.
Exactly. Yeah.
How are you going to see the pictures?
Electron
microscope. Just go on the blog.
Why don't you just make an electronic version?
Yeah,
that's not fun.
Version.
That's not fun.
Oh,
no. Paper.
Recycled paper.
Good news, John. They like paper. Okay. Well, we have to go to lunch now. But we wanted to say hi.
Thank you.
And Lexi, you all just finished doing the October issue. Is that right?
Pardon me?
You just finished the October issue. Is that right?
That's right. We just sent it out, and now we're sitting here with our feet up. And if
March
only we had
next
lunch.
Week's issue.
Maybe you should start working on the separate November and December issues, then.
Oh,
okay.
So is the October issue good and creepy?
No, I think so. There's an article on brains in there that I hope you'll like, and speaking with the dead. That should be fun.
Ooh, I want to do that.
That's easy to do. The trouble is getting them to, you know. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to have to push the button and send you all back into phone space, but it's really good to talk to you.
Okay.
Really fun to hear you all, so have a great day.
So, say goodbye, everybody.
Bye!
Now a few words from Kiki the Great about her article in Muse.
Which I said I was too modest to talk about, but, you know, who cares? So, it kind of started when my mom was like, there's the people from MuggleNet were in town, and they were going to do, like, a seminar. And I was just like, oh, cool, can I go? And my mom was like, well, maybe you could, like, write an article about it. And I was just like, cool. We didn't end up going to that. What we did was, mom started, like, the whole let's write an article about Harry Potter Muse thing, and then since I had taken a tour of the Muse office a couple months previously, I knew the email of the editor, and I knew her, and my dad emailed her and asked, and, you know, if you look in the front of all the Muses, in, like, this tiny little print next to the names of all the editor people, you'll say Muse is currently closed to queries, and it's been like that, like, I've looked back into even the 1999 issues, and it's been like that. But we got a query in because we knew the editor, and Samantha, who was the editor, was going on maternity leave to have a baby, and there's going to be a new editor there. And I was like, okay. So the new editor came, her name's Ramonda, and we gave her the outline of our article, and she said, all right, get writing. So we did a lot of our research. I wrote the whole first draft, and then my dad revised it, then I revised it, then my dad did the final draft, and then I did, like, all the little sidebars, which Romana called Pinkos. I have no idea why. And then we published the article, and that was pretty much it. And we had, like, lunch with Romana at, like, the top of this building in Chicago. It was, like, I think the restaurant was called, like, the Cliff Dwellers Club or something. It was really cool. And then, so that was that, and I think we're going to be writing another article for, like, the January issue.
Okay, so we're looking at Muse here, at Allegra's article. What hath Harry wrought? And they got their copyright by Allegra and Stuart Rosenberg. And I wonder if Kiki wrote the captions for the pictures, because, like, yeah. Right here, it's a picture of J.K. Rowling. It says, J.K. Rowling launches her sixth triumph, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, in 2005. I mean, I guess anyone could have written that, but, you know, it's a good question. I wonder if they write the captions. The authors write the captions. Because I had that article in the Pittsburgh newspaper, and they wrote the caption, but they also took the picture. So I wonder if she got the pictures, too.
I have no idea.
Oh, here's one of these pinkos that Kiki was talking about. Let's see. Harry by the Numbers. This is actually really cool. I love this.
Yeah.
Two films left in the movie franchise. Seven number of Horcruxes Voldemort is presumed to have. And I don't... she probably didn't set it up like this. I mean, I'm almost positive she didn't. Like, these were probably done by... I don't know, John Sanford, which... director. Probably. I mean, she probably just submitted the document with the information, and they set it up on all the artsy stuff.
Yeah, congratulations, Kiki, for getting that article in, and we hope to see more in the future.
We'll end this Musecast with a duet performed by Glassboro and Midnight Fiddler.